It's Here and Now. And you may remember that at the end of last year, we picked some of the best songs of 2014. And mine was this song, Doses and Mimosas by the Tennessee band Cherub.
Don't get me started, love. I've had too much to drink.
Now, the song gets a little too explicit for NPR, and I can't say that I endorse the lyrics, but you've got to hear this hook.
Doses and mimosas, champagne and cocaine, how can you get me through?
Well, Doses and Mimosas, it turns out, isn't from 2014. It was actually released in 2012, but Cherub is now out with a new EP called Leftovers, and the guys behind it, Jordan Kelly and Jason Huber, join us from New York. Guys, welcome.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
And we're going to hear some of your new music in a minute. But first, I have to ask you about this song because I've been listening to it on basically on repeat. And we can't even play the chorus because of some of the language. Yeah. The video may not necessarily be for everyone, but it is a very, very catchy, fun song. Is there a story behind it?
Well, not so much on the video, but what I was going to say was it's been very ironic that that song has been kind of the whole thing that has spread the music, because it's such a ridiculous song, and like you said, you can't even really air the hook, and somehow people are still finding ways to share it. I don't know. It's great. I love it.
Yeah, and I guess our kind of cool story with this, the song, it doesn't really come before the song, but it's more like after it was created. We've really had the opportunity to see just how small the bubble of people that we have touched is, you know. We thought a lot of people have heard the song, and then we've had multiple opportunities to re-release the song on much larger scales.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think it hasn't gone just fully mainstream? Is it because of the language? I actually mentioned it to a DJ out at KCRW in Santa Monica. I played it for him. He loved it. I said, why don't you play this on your show? He said, I can't. There's just too much bad language in it.
I think actually there's people that don't want to like it because of the content, but somehow the melody overrides the content and they still rock it, like my mom.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I definitely think the content holds it back from reaching a larger demographic because it doesn't sit well with some people, for sure.
Did that make you think twice about it? Did you wonder, like, hey, maybe we should just change some of the content of the song so that we could get wider airplay?
No, not at all, because, you know, if this was made for that way, and I didn't want to touch it. And, you know, we're making new music constantly. So if this isn't the one, then, you know, maybe the next one will be. You know, we just want to keep things true to themselves as much as possible.
Well, let's listen to one of the next ones. This is from your new EP, Leftovers. This is called Sucker for Love. So it sounds kind of 90s to me. How would you describe the sound?
Yeah, we definitely went for like an 80s, 90s, early 90s vibe. And we have all these cool little toys in the studio that Jason and Nick and I have collected. And they're all these like old 80s drum sounds.
Well, how do you think your sound is changing? Because that is a pretty different sound than Doses and Mimosas.
Well, for me personally, like I had no sort of writing structure when I started out trying to make Cherub songs like 6 years ago or so. And I feel like through playing shows and just recording constantly, I've gotten a better feel for structuring a song. And I feel like I want to make, you know, really strong hooks and verses that lead into that, so people get excited for the hooks and these big choruses. So it's definitely expanded for sure.
Yeah, and in the beginning of the whole process, pretty much everything we did was all, it was all out of necessity. You know, we would use what tools we had available to us to make the music and then put out all of the music as quickly as possible because that's all we had to put out there. And now we've been able to take a little bit more time in the studio to be creative, a little bit you know, more time invested into different sounds and things like that with equipment, and then also just being able to take the opportunity to record more songs than we need to, and then pick what we feel best about, you know.
Dude, I think you and me sound like super monotone right now. Jeremy, do we sound monotone?
I don't think so. I think you sound
okay,
good.
Okay, cool.
I think you sound good. All right. Who are your influences?
Any music from the 80s or 90s is a huge influence for me. I love rap music. I mean, like, from what people would call, like, the boom bap era. I love stuff from, like, the late 80s to the mid 90s.
Like, are we talking about MC Hammer or what, who's the late 80s?
Well, you know, MC Hammer's cool, but like Jungle Brothers, you know, 8-Ball and MGAG, their old stuff. Obviously Outkast, their old, I mean, their stuff from 94 is still relevant. There's still artists that aren't touching that. There's just so many artists to name.
Well, people would say Prince listening to what you guys are doing.
Yeah, that's an obvious one for sure. I mean, Prince is one of those artists that never stuck to a genre, and it's one of those things that we definitely strive to do, because pigeonholing yourself is something that's like a nightmare for me. And I definitely want to keep the lanes open so that we can try and experiment with new sounds without being, you know, without losing people. And I think Prince did a really good job of covering, like, all genres and doing them all very well.
Let's listen to another song off your new EP. This is Best Friend's T-Shirt. Now, this is another song that we can't really play the chorus of, but suffice it to say, it's about heartbreak, finding out a girl has cheated on you with your best friend. There's obviously an emotional level to the lyrics, although the music is, again, very upbeat. What do you make of that duality in your music?
I always, I've always enjoyed, like, especially in movies when there's a really slow, pretty song to someone's, like, murder or something, you know? I've always enjoyed, like, a really crazy opposite balance of things. And that song is actually a true story. And the outro to that song is named after the person that did that to me, which she totally got put on blast. She probably doesn't even know. I don't even think she probably listens to our music, but whatever. It doesn't matter. It just felt good to do it.
I want
to
ask you about where you guys are from, because you're from country music land, Nashville.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
this is very, very non-country.
Yeah, it's a couple things, because Jason's from North Carolina, and I'm from Nebraska originally. But when we moved to Nashville, the thing about Nashville is that a lot of people that aren't from there don't realize is that the music that's there far surpasses, you know, the country scene. And even though that's still the what makes up Nashville, there's so many other scenes bubbling underneath it, and it's the strongest singer-songwriter place I can think of, you know. So, and that's like the core of our songs.
It's a music city, so I guess that works for all
music city, yeah. Yeah, so.
So one more thing I want to ask you about, and that's your tattoos, which are – tell me about them.
I actually got one yesterday.
Yeah, you got another
one. I got one on my foot. It's a fun little lobster for Casual Lobster Tuesday.
See, the thing is, we do Casual Lobster Tuesdays where we cook a lobster.
Every Tuesday?
Every Tuesday we have a show. That's one of our rider items, is three live lobsters.
Wow.
But we were waiting for Jason to get the tattoo, because now we're going to discontinue that.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh,
no. So that you really regret getting the tattoo.
What the hey?
Okay, last song as we close out this segment. What should we go out on?
Jason, you pick.
Oh, wow.
You know what? All, because no one ever listens to All. Natalie Press, she just released her album, actually.
And this is one that we can play in its entirety on the radio.
Yeah,
and everyone can get into it.
All right, Jordan Kelly and Jason Huber of the group Cherub. And we've got more of their music. You can listen to it in its entirety at our website, hereandnow.org, where there are no censors. Jason, Jordan, thank you so much.
Man, we appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.